we will go through the table again. You may look at the table on page 141 or the sheets handed out today. They are the same, but I use Pali, and there you find English translation. Now, in Pali, object is called Aramana, and the Chaita and Chaitasikas that take the object is called Aramanika. So, Aramanika, subject, and Aramana, object. The first, we see Chakku Vijnana. What is Chakku Vijnana? Eye consciousness. So, eye consciousness, there are two eye consciousnesses, and they take present visible object or sight as object. So, it's easy. Then, Sota Vijnana. Ear consciousness. Two ear consciousnesses take present audible object or sound as object. And then two, Gana Vijnana, nose consciousness. So they take present smell as object. And then two, Jihwa Vijnana, two tongue consciousnesses take taste, present taste as object. And Kaya Vijnana, body consciousness. Two body consciousnesses take present tangible object or present touch as object. And then we come to Manodhatu. I hope you remember what Manodhatu is. So, what are Manodhatu? Five sense door adverting and two receiving consciousnesses. So they are collectively called Manodhatu. So there are three types of consciousness that are called Manodhatu, and they take present five objects. Now, present five objects means sometimes they take present visible object, sometimes audible object, and so on. If you remember the thought process, diagram of thought process. The diagram, in the diagram only Chakku Vijnana is given. So in the place of Chakku Vijnana, you can put Sota Vijnana or Gana Vijnana or Jihwa Vijnana or Kaya Vijnana. But these three Manodhatu, receiving and five sense door adverting, are in every one of these five thought processes. So, Panchadwara Vajana and two receiving consciousness, Sampadichana, they take present five objects. But Chakku Vijnana takes only present visible object and so on. And next, there are Santirana three, Hasitubada, Kama Vachara Vipaka, 8. So Santirana, there are three Santirana Chetas. One accompanied by Somanasa, right? Pleasure. And two accompanied by Upekha, indifferent feeling. And three Santiranas, one Hasitubhara, one smile-producing consciousness, and Kama Vajra Vipaka. You can see Kama Vajra Vipaka on the chart. We have a stick? Oh, yes. So you may point out to the three Santiranas, Hasitubhara, smile-producing consciousness, and Kama Vajra Vipaka. These 12 take Kama Vajra Chetas, 54 Kama Vajra Chetas, 52 Chetasikas, and 28 Rupas as object. Next group, akusala, 12 akusala chetas, the first column, and then kama vachara sobhana jnana vipyuta kusala. So kama vachara kusala jnana vipyuta. 3, 4, 7, 8, right? And kama vajra kiriya. Say, jnana vipyuta, without knowledge. 3, 4, and 7, 8. So, there are 8 plus 12 akusala, we get 20. These 20 types of consciousness take Lokiya Cheta, mundane Chetas, 81 mundane Chetas, 52 Chetasikas, and 28 Rupas plus Panyati, or concepts, as object. So they take mundane objects as object. So mundane objects means mundane Chetas, Chetasikas, Rupa, and concepts, or Panyati. Now, akusala chetas, and also those that are without knowledge, cannot take supramundane chetas, chetasikas, and nibbana as object. So, because simply they are without jnana, without panya, or without wisdom. In the commentaries, it is said, because they are stupid. the word stupid is used to describe that. So because they are not accompanied by wisdom or knowledge, they cannot take Lokutra objects as object. So they take mundane objects only as objects. Okay, next. Kama vajra sobhana jnana sampyuta kusala. So, kama vajra kusala jnana sampyuta. 1, 2, 5, 6. And then, kusala abhinya. Now, abhinya is fifth jhana. Fifth jhana specially developed. So, when we say abhinya, we mean the fifth jhana. So, kusala abhinya. These five chetas take 87 chetas, that is 89 minus arahatta magga and arahatta phala, because arahatta magga and arahatta phala chetas belong to arahant only. And these chetas, the kama vajra sobhana jnana sampyuta and kusala abhinya, belong to non-arahants only. So these chetas cannot take arahata magga and arahata phala cheta as object, simply because they have not attained the arahata magga and arahata phala. So they take actually all objects except arahata magga and arahata phala. So, 87 chetas, 52 chetasikas, 28 rupas, nibbana, and panyati. Next is kama vachara sobhana jnana sampyuta kiriya. So, kama vachara kiriya jnana sampyuta. Again, 1, 2, 5, 6. And then kiriya abhinya, fifth jhana kiriya. 1. And vottabhana, which is vottabhana? Manodwara vajana. Yeah. So these six take all objects as objects. So 89 chetas, 52 chetasikas, 28 rupas, nibbana, and panyati, or concepts. So all objects as object. Now, although we say that these chetas take all objects as objects, actually, only when they arise in the mind of a Buddha can they take all objects. Otherwise, they cannot take all objects Okay. And Vatthabana. Vatthabana also, it is not ordinary Vatthabana. It is Vatthabana that is associated with Buddha's omniscience. That means that arises in the thought process of omniscience in the mind of the Buddha. Only then it can take all objects. Our Vatthabana cannot take all objects. And then second and fourth Arupa Vajra Chetas. So three, second and three, fourth, they take Mahakata objects or sublime objects as objects. So Mahakata objects here means just first and third Arupa Vajra Chetas. Now, what are Mahakata objects? Mahakata objects means 27 Mahakata Chetas. That is 15 Rupa Vajra Chetas and 12 Arupa Vajra Chetas. And the Chetasikas going along with them. How many Chetasikas? Hmm? 35, right? So, Mahakata Chetas or say Rupa Vajra Chetas and Arupa Vajra Chetas and Chetasikas. So they are called Mahakata objects. But here, since we are dealing with second and fourth Arupa Vajra Chetas, Mahakata here means just first and third Arupa Vajra Chetas only. And then the next is Rupa Vajra Chetas. There are 15. And then first and third Arupa Vajra Chetas. So altogether 15 plus 6, 21. They take Panyati, a concept, as objects. Detail on different sheet. I don't have a different sheet here with me, but you can look at the table in the manual. So I think we have gone through that table last week. So they take Panyati as object. Rupa Vajra Chetas, first, second, third, fourth, fifth jhana chetas take kasina panyati or foulness of the body panyati and so on. And first Arupa Vajra Chetas takes what as object? Infinite space as object. And the third Arupa Vajra Chetas takes nothingness of the first Arupa Vajra Chetas as object. So, since they are not ultimate reality, they are called Panyati. So these 21 Chetas take Panyati as object, different Panyatis, for different, different jhana consciousness. And then Lokuttara Chetas, 8 or 40, they take Nibbana as object. Now, let's go back to Santirena Hasitubara Kama Vajra Vipaga. They take Kama Vajra objects only. Now, Santirena Chetas arise in thought processes of seeing, hearing, and so on. So they take only Kama Vajra as object as object. And Hasitubara means smile producing. When an arahant sees something or hears something, that object may produce smiling consciousness in his mind. So Hasitubara is also said to be produced by, or Hasitubara is said to take Kama Vajra objects as objects. And then Kama Vajra Vipaka. When the function as Dadharamana, they take Kama Vajra objects as object. And then akusala. Akusala chaitas can take jhana chaitas as object, right? Because logia chaitas, they include jhana chaitas. So it is strange that akusala can take jhanas as object. Sometimes a person may have a wrong view about jhanas. They may take jhanas as permanent and so on. And also he may be attached to those jhanas. Those who have attained jhanas may be attached to them. So akusala chaitas can take jhana chaitas as object. And sometimes a person lost his jhana, and then he was sorry for that. So in that case, his dosa mula chaita takes jhana as object. So akusala, even though they are akusala chaitas, they can take kamajara objects and jhana chaitas as object. And kamajara somana jnana vipyuta. Kusala 4 and kiriya 4. They can also take these. All lokiya chaitas and kamavachara chaitas and kamavachara chaitas and mahagata chaitas as object. And also they can take Rupa, 28 Rupa and Panyati as object, all of them. Sometimes a person may do a meritorious deed, but he may do it without paying much attention. So in that case, his consciousness is not accompanied by jnana. So in that case, the kamavajra kusala or kamavajra kiriya can be without knowledge, and it can take all lokiya chaitas and others as object. According to the commentaries, even an arahant may sometimes do a meritorious deed without much seriousness, or when they are very familiar with the jhanas, and they reflect upon jhanas, then their consciousness may not be accompanied by knowledge. So even though they are without knowledge, they can take jhanas as object. And abhinya. Now abhinya is fifth jhana, but it should be developed specially. Not ordinary fifth jhana is called abhinya. So in order to get abhinya, a person has has to have all nine jhanas, and then he goes back to fifth rupa vajra jhana and developed it in a different way, so that his fifth jhana becomes an abhinya. So abhinya is translated as direct knowledge or supernormal knowledge. So when a person gets abhinya, he can remember his past lives, or he can read minds of other people and so on. So here, kamajara sovana jnana sampyota, kusala 4. Since they are kusala, they arise in which persons? They arise in putujanas, worldlings, and lower ariyas, lower enlightened persons, not arahants, right? So this jnana sampyuta kusala can take sotapatti magga, sotapatti phala, Sagadagami maga, sagadagami phala, anagami maga, anagami phala as object. How is it possible? The jnana sampayuta kusala of a worldling cannot take Sotapatti Magga-phala, Sakadagami Magga-phala, Anagami Magga-phala as object, simply because he has not attained one of these. But after becoming a Sotapanna, immediately after the Magga thought process, he reviewed five things, right? You remember? What does an enlightened person review? Five things. Magga, Phala, Nibbana. Defilements eradicated and defilements remaining. So when he reviews his own Magga and his own Phala, the reviewing consciousness is one of these Jnana Sampayutta, Kusala. So his Jnana Sampayutta Kusala, let's say a Sotapanna's Jnana Sampayutta Kusala, can take his Magga Citta and his Phala Citta as object when reviewing. And suppose he gets Abhinya. So with the Abhinya, he can take the Sotapatti Magga and Sotapatti Phala Citta of other persons as object, because they are on the same level. But a Sotapanna cannot take Sakadagami Magga and Phala or Anagami Magga and Phala as object, because he has not attained these jhanas. Similarly, a Sakadagami, one who has reached the second stage, reviews his own Sakadagami Magga and Sakadagami Phala. So when reviewing, he can take his own Sakadagami Magga and Sakadagami Phala as object. But through Abhinya, he can take Sotapatti Magga, Sotapatti Phala, Sakadagami Magga, Sakadagami Phala, jhanas of other persons. Now, immediately before the real Abhinya, there is what is called preliminary thought process. During that preliminary thought process, there are these Jnana Sampayutta Kusala jhanas. You know, Abhinya is not Jnana Sampayutta Kusala jhana. I mean, not Kama Vajra jhana, right? Abhinya is Rupa Vajra jhana. But before that Abhinya thought process, there is the preliminary thought process. And during that thought process, his mind is bent towards, say, let's say, he wanted to see the chitta of another person. So, immediately before the Abhinya thought process, that preliminary thought process is bent upon seeing that chitta. So, it takes that chitta as object also. So, the Jnana Sampayutta Kusala chitta of a Sakadagami can take his own Magga and Phala chitta when reviewing. And he can take the Sotapatti Magga Phala, Sakadagami Magga and Phala chittas of other persons at preliminary thought process. And also, he can take those chittas by fifth jhana, Abhinya, when he gets into the thought process of direct knowledge. Maybe a little confusing, right? Okay. I'll repeat, right? Immediately after enlightenment, a person who has become just enlightened reviews what? Magga, Phala, Nibbana, defilements destroyed and defilements remaining. Right. So when he reviews, there is reviewing thought process. In that reviewing thought process, one of the four Kama Vajra Kusala Jnana Sampayutta may arise. So those jhanas take his own Magga and Phala as Magga and Phala Jeta as object. And later on, when he gets, suppose he gets Abhinya, and so with that Abhinya, he tries to see the Magga Jeta and Phala Jeta of other persons. So when he tries to see that, there are two thought processes. First is a preliminary thought process, and then direct knowledge thought process. So during the preliminary thought process, there are one of these four jnana sampyodha kusala chetas. So that is why jnana sampyodha kusala cheta can take the magga and phala chetas of other persons as object. And then when he enters into abhinya, there is the fifth rupa vajra kusala cheta. So with that fifth rupa vajra kusala cheta also, he takes the magga cheta and phala cheta of other persons as object. So the kamma vajra jnana, kamma vajra cheta is accompanied by jnana, four, and kusala abhinya can take all chetas except arahata magga and arahata phala. That is because they are not arahants, and so they have not attained arahata magga and phala yet. Now, when a person becomes an arahant, immediately after becoming an arahant, there is also reviewing thought processes, right? So in that case, how many reviewing thought processes? Magga, phala, nibbana, and defilements, destroyed. But not defilements remaining, because no defilements remain. So these four thought processes arise. During these four thought processes, the consciousness is one of the kiriya jnana sampayoda. First, second, fifth, sixth, right? So one of these kriya jnana sampayoda. So those consciousnesses take his own, right? Arhata magga and arhata phala as object. And later on, say he has abhinya, then in the preliminary thought process, he takes magga cheta and phala cheta of other persons as object with kama vajra kiriya. But in the thought process of abhinya, he takes those magga cheta and phala chetas with fifth jhana consciousness. So kama vajra sovana jnana sampyoda kiriya, four of them, and kiriya abhinya can take all chetas as object. Even arhata phala and magga and arhata phala are included. And as I said before, vatthabana or manodvara vajana can take all objects, but it is only when it functions as a preliminary consciousness to the omniscience thought process. Only when it arises in the mind of the Buddha, can it take all objects, or chetas, chetasikas, rupas, nibbana, and panyati. Okay, now I want you to look at the cheta cards or cheta charts. Okay, now, what is the object of akusala chetas? Huh? So, that means lokiya, chetas, chetasikas, rupa, and panyati. Right. Okay, what is the object of two seeing consciousness? Present visible object. Two ear consciousnesses. Present audible object. Two nose consciousnesses. Present odorous object or smell. And then two tongue consciousnesses, present, let's say taste, present taste, and two body consciousnesses, present touch. Okay. And then we go down the columns, two receiving consciousnesses, to receiving consciousnesses, present five objects, because they are among three monodhatu consciousnesses. And then three santiranas, investigating consciousnesses. What is the object of these three? Kama vachara, 54 kama vachara chetas, 28 chetasikas, and 28 rupas. Let's go to kama vajra kusala. The first two. Kama vajra kusala accompanied by knowledge. Jnana sampayoda. What is the object of these two? All objects except arahata magga and arahata phala. Right. And then the next two, kama vajra kusala, not accompanied by knowledge. Lokiya, mundane objects, like, right? 81 lokiya chetas, 52 chetasikas, 28 rupas, and panyati. Okay, the next two, kama vajra kusala, accompanied by knowledge and accompanied by indifferent feeling. So what objects? 87 chetas, chetasikas, rupa, nibbana, and panyati, right? Yes. And then the last two, not accompanied by jnana. Logia. Logia, cita, cetisika, rupa, and panyati. So that means all except lokuttara objects. Okay, then the middle column, the eight kama vachara vipaka cetas. What object? Kama vajra cheta, yeah, chetasika, and 28 rupa. Very good. Now we go to kiriya. The first two accompanied by jnana. So, all objects, right? And then, number three and four, not accompanied by jnana. 87. Is it 87? No. 87. Yeah? It's arahata mangapala. 87. Huh? Logia cheta. Right? Logia cheta, chetisika, rupa, and panyati. Okay. And then number five and six. All chetas. I mean, all chetas and all objects. And number seven and eight. Lokiya, cheta, chetisika, rupa, panyati, concepts. Yes. The others are easy. 15 rupa vajra chetas. 21 panyati. Let's say panyati, right? Yeah. And then, three first jhana arupa vajra jhana chetas. Panyati. What panyati? Infinite space. Yeah. And then the three second arupa vajra jhana chetas. Mahagata. They take Mahagata objects as object. What is Mahagata here? first Arupa Vajra Jhana consciousness. And then, now the third Arupa Vajra Jhana consciousness. Banyadi. What Banyadi? Nothingness. And then fourth Arupa Vajra Jhanas. Mahagada, right. What is Mahagada here? Third Arupa Vajra Jhana consciousness. Very good. Then the remaining Lokudra Jetas, they take Nibbana as object. So, if you do not remember, you go back to the sheet or to the chart and find out from the dots, say, what consciousness take what object. So if you try to apply the table to the chart, I mean to the 121 types of consciousness, you'll get more acquainted, say, with this, the object and the consciousness that takes the object. So different chetas take different objects. So not all chetas take just one object. So there are altogether how many kinds of objects? First, six kinds, right? What are those six? Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and Dhamma objects. Now, what are Dhamma objects? Sensitive matter, subtle matter, citta, cetasika, nibbana, panyati. Very good. Okay. Now, the manual says at the end of this subsection, 25 types of consciousness are connected with lower objects. Lower objects means karma vajra objects. So 25 types of consciousness take karma vajra objects as objects. Which are those 25? So, 25 means two eye consciousness, right? Two ear consciousnesses, two nose, two tongue, two body consciousness, and then manodhatu, and then three santirana, and then hasitubara, right? Do you get 25? There must be 25. Yeah? Oh, kamajra vibhaga, 8. Right. 8 kamajra vibhaga. Right. So altogether, 25. These 25 take kama vajra objects only as objects. They do not take other objects, just kama vajra objects. Now, kama vajra kusala. 8 kama vajra kusala, right? Do they take kama vajra objects as objects? Yes, right? Kama vajra chetas are included in Lokiya chetas or 87 chetas, right? So, these consciousnesses take kama vajra objects as objects and also other objects as objects, right? But the other 25, the previous 25 take kama vajra objects only as objects. And the same with kama vajra kriya and so on. Okay. So, And then six with the sublime. So those types of consciousness which take Mahagata only as object. How many of them are there? Six of them. Which are the six? Second, Arupa Vajra, three second Arupa Vajra Jhanas and three fourth Arupa Vajra Jhanas. They take only sublime as object. They do not take any other object, right? Then 21 with concepts. 21 types of consciousness take concepts only as object. Which are the 21? 15 Rupa Vajra Chetas, first Arupa Vajra Chetas, and third Arupa Vajra Chetas. So these 21 take concepts as objects. And first Rupa Vajra Jhana takes how many? On the table on page 142, right? 25 kinds of concepts as concepts as object. And second Jhana Chetas take 14 concepts as object and so on. So that is detail. And then eight with Nibbana. That means eight take Nibbana as object. Nibbana only as object. Those are eight Lokuttara Chetas. Or we may say 40 Lokuttara Chetas. So now you see different types of consciousness have different objects. So, a consciousness is never without an object. If there is no object, there can be no consciousness. Simply because consciousness is the awareness of the object. So if there is no object, there can be no awareness, and so there can be no consciousness. So consciousness has a kind of object always. And these objects can be divided into different ways, different groups. Like the six kinds of objects, or Kama Vajra, Mahagata, Lokottara, Panyati, or we can go into more details, but I will not go into these details now because it will make you confused. Like those that take present objects only, or present, past, and future, or those that take ultimate reality only, or those that take panyati only, and so on. So it's like what do you call, going round and round and round. So if you are not quite familiar, you may get confused. Okay, now you can find out which type of consciousness takes which object. Okay. Now let's go to next section. Now next section is section on bases, vattus. Now what are the six bases? They are eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and heart base. If you compare these six with six doors, you will see that five bases and five doors correspond to each other, right? The same. So the eye sensitivity is both a door as well as a base. Ear sensitivity is also both door and base and so on. Okay, but the sixth door and the sixth base are different. The sixth door is not matter, not rupa. Which is the sixth door? Manodwara, mind door. What is mind door? Yeah, Bhavanga Jetas, right? So mind door is not Rupa. But here, the sixth base is heart base, so it is also Rupa. So here, all bases are Rupa, all bases are matter. But in the doors, the five doors are matter, but the sixth door is not matter. Yeah, it is mind. Now, when a type of consciousness arises in beings, say, who have five aggregates, then consciousness always needs a material base or a physical support for their arising. Now, seeing consciousness. Only when there is the eye, or eye sensitivity, can seeing consciousness arise, right? So seeing consciousness has to depend on the eye, say, for its arising. So this eye sensitivity is said to be the base of eye consciousness, or seeing consciousness. And this eye consciousness arises through the eye door. So the eye sensitivity serves both as a door and a support, or a physical support, for the arising of eye consciousness. The same with ear consciousness and so on. Now, what is the difference when we say a consciousness arises through eye door, or a consciousness depends upon eye base? Now, if you look at the thought process, diagram of thought process, see the first diagram of thought process, seeing thought process, all types of consciousness included in that thought process arise through eye door, right? So they use the eye door, say, to arise. But not all of them depend on eye sensitivity, right? Only one among them depends upon eye sensitivity. The others depend on heart, right? So that is difference. So all types of consciousness that arise in eye door thought process arise through the eye door. They go through the door of eye. But only one of them depend upon the eye for its arising. The others depend on other base, the heart base. So that is a difference. So these bases, since these bases are Rupa, they can be found only in realms where there are where there is aggregate of Rupa. So these six the bases are found in animals, in human beings, in devas, and some of them are found in Brahmas also. So these six bases can be found in Kama Vajra. All six bases can be found in Kama Vajra Loka, sense sphere existences. That means four woeful states, one human realm, and six deva realms. But in the Brahma world, or Rupa Vajra Loka, Rupa Vajra realm, three are missing. They are nose base, tongue base, and body base. Huh? Now, those who practice jhana must keep themselves from sense objects. So those who practice jhana actually develop jhana, or make the mental development so as to be dispassionate towards sense objects. When they are dispassionate towards sense objects, when they have, let's say, no interest in sense objects, they also have no interest in the organs that take those sense objects as object. So ordinarily, we may say they must not be interested in any of the objects. But the case is not that way. They are not interested in the nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, because they perpetuate or they are conducive to a growth of lobha, dosa, and other mental defilements. But they are not interested in seeing and hearing, because with eyes they can see the Buddha, and with ears they can hear the Dhamma. So for seeing the Dhamma and for hearing, for seeing the Buddha and for hearing the Dhamma, they leave these two intact. So when they are reborn as Brahmas, these three sensitivities are not produced. They are reborn without these three kinds of sensitivities. That does not mean that Brahmas do not have noses, tongues, and bodies. They have noses, tongues, and bodies, but they lack the sensitivity in the noses, tongues, and bodies. So they do not experience smell. They do not experience taste. They do not experience touch. But they have bodies more or less like human beings. So they have noses, tongues. Without tongues, they cannot talk. So they have tongues and they have bodies. But since they lack sensitivity in these organs, say they do not have smelling, tasting, and touch. So these three are missing in the Brahmas. That is, Rupa Vajra Brahmas, I mean. What about Arupa Vajra Brahmas? Zero base. Because they are those who hate Rupa, or all kinds of Rupa, and anything that is connected with Rupa. So when they are reborn as Chaitas and Chaitasikas only. So no Rupa arises at the moment of rebirth and also all through their lives. So not any one of these six bases are found in Arupa Vajra Brahmas. So in Kama Vajra Loka, Kama Vajra Realm, all six can be found. But in Rupa Vajra Brahmas only, eye base, ear base, and heart base, only three can be found. But among the Arupa Vajra Brahmas, nothing at all. Again, among the Kama Vajra beings, sometimes there may be not all intact. Those who are born blind, those who are born deaf, may be deficient in eye base or ear base and so on. So they can be deficient. But if a person is to get all bases, then a person who is reborn in the Kama Vajra realm has all six bases. So these six bases serve as a physical support for the consciousness to arise. Now, different types of consciousness depend on the different base. Now, the sixth base is called the heart base. There is always a difficulty with this heart base. So we will have something to talk about when we reach the sixth chapter. Because even in the Abhidhamma itself, or even in the seventh book of Abhidhamma, which is supposed to be the most authoritative, Buddha did not mention the word heart. He said, that matter, independent on which the mind element and mind consciousness element occur. There is a phrase like that in Patthana. So that means, independent on a certain matter, certain material property, mind element and mind consciousness element arise. Buddha did not say, independent on heart base. He said, independent on a certain, say, type of matter. And that phrase or that word, a certain type of matter, is interpreted by the commentators to mean the heart. And during the time of the Buddha, I think the theory of heart as a base for consciousness was accepted, maybe without questioning. So the commentators take that word, a certain type of material property, to mean the heart base. And also I think there may be some other reasons for them, say, to take the heart as a base for consciousness. Now, when you are angry, you have the beating of the heart, right? So when you are sad, you have something, you feel something heavy there. And so that may be caused by the mind affecting its base. So the heart is interpreted to mean a certain type of material property. And also, in usage, the word heart is used for mind, often used for mind, right? Even in English, say kind-hearted people or something like that. So there is a connection between heart and consciousness, even in those days. But nowadays, there are some teachers who said, since Buddha did not say specifically that consciousness depends upon the heart, we may as well take the brains to be the physical base for consciousness. So this is an open question, and we cannot come to a definite conclusion. Okay, so let us accept that there are six bases for consciousness. Eye base, ear base, nose, tongue, body base, and heart base. Okay. Now we will find out which types of consciousness depend on which base. It's not so difficult, right? So you may look at the table. Okay. Heart base. Which type of consciousness depend upon heart base? You already know that. Without looking at the chart, you know. So, two eye consciousnesses. And then, ear base, two ear consciousnesses. And nose base, two nose consciousnesses. Tongue base, two tongue consciousnesses. Body base, two body consciousnesses. Up till now, it's easy. And then we come to heart base. Now there are two kinds of dependence there. So you see the A and the S. A means always. That means they depend upon heart base always. So if there is no heart base, they will not arise, something like that. And S means sometimes. Sometimes means only in Kama Vajra and Rupa Vajra planes, not in Arupa Vajra plane. Now we will see that. So if you read the diagram from left to right, heart base A, always, what do we find there? Hatred, alcohol. Dosa mula jeda, right? Two dosa mula jedas. So two dosa mula jedas arise on heart base always. Why? Now, if you look at all these types of consciousness, there are altogether 33. All of them do not arise in Arupa Vajra realm. So those that do not arise in Arupa Vajra realm always depend on heart base. Then we have to find out why do these types of consciousnesses not arise in Arupa Vajra realm. Now the first one, the two dosa mula chetas. Dosa mula chetas or dosa is a definite mental hindrance. So in order to get jhana, even Rupa Vajra jhana, one has to overcome five hindrances, which includes dosa, right? So that is why even in the Rupa Vajra realm, these two types of consciousness do not arise. Not because these Brahmas have eradicated these two chetas altogether, but because they are born as a Brahmas, and as the force of their jhanas, these two chetas do not arise as long as they are there as Brahmas. If they die from that Brahma realm and reborn as a deva or as a human being, so they may get dosa mula cheta again. But as long as they are Brahmas, these two chetas will not arise in them. So even among the Rupa Vajra, even in the minds of Rupa Vajra Brahmas, these two chetas do not arise. So much less in the minds of Arupa Vajra Brahmas. So the two dosa mula chetas, since they do not arise in Arupa Vajra Brahmas, they always have to depend upon the heart base. And then the next, what are the next? Mind element 3. Panchadwara vajana and 2 sampadechanas. They arise through what door? Eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, body door, right? Only through 5 doors they arise. And 5 doors are 5 rupas, right? And there are no rupas in Arupa Vajra realm. So they do not arise there. Then what about investigation? Investigation has different functions. So when they are doing investigating function, they arise through 5 doors. Right? And when they are doing the dharamana function, then they need kama vajra object, kama vajra javana, and kama vajra ram. But Arupa Vajra is not kama vajra. And when they have the function of, the two of them have the function of padisandhi, buanga, and chuti, they rest only in kama vajra ram. So they do not arise in Arupa Vajra realm, and so they always depend on heart base. And then smiling. Oh, it's very easy to understand this. If you do not have rupa, you cannot smile. Immaterial Brahmas, the Arupa Vajra Brahmas cannot smile. They cannot smile. And then, Kama Vajra Vipaka, right? As result. So, Kama Vajra Vipaka 8. They have the function of Dadharamana and Padisandhi, Bhuanga, and Chudi, right? So when they have the function of Padisandhi, Bhuanga, and Chudi, they arise in Kama Vajra Val only. And also, if they do the function of Dadharamana, again, only Kama Vajra. You'll find it in the next chapter. For Dadharamana to arise, they need three conditions. Kama Vajra Javana, Kama Vajra Being, and Kama Vajra Object. And what about next? FMS, Fine Material Sphere. 15 Rupa Vajra Chetas. Now, 15 Rupa Vajra Chetas take Kasina signs and others, right? They are concepts, but they are connected with Rupa. So, Arupa Vajra Brahmas hate Rupa. So, when they hate Rupa, they hate anything that is connected with Rupa. So, they don't want Rupa Vajra Chetas also. So, Rupa Vajra Chetas cannot arise in Arupa Vajra realm. So, after you are reborn as an Arupa Vajra Brahma, you cannot get into first jhana, second jhana, and so on. So, they always depend on heart base. Now the last one, stream entry path, Sotapatti Magga Chitta. Now Sotapatti Magga Chitta cannot arise in the Arupa Vajra realm. Why? In order for a person to become a Sotapanna, he always needs instruction from another person, from a Buddha or from another Arahant or from a teacher. If he does not get instructions, he will not know how to practice meditation, and so he will not become a Sotapanna. So in order for a person to become a Sotapanna, he always needs a teacher. He always needs to hear the instruction from a teacher, from a Buddha and other Arahants. So, Arupa Vajra Brahmas have no ear. So they cannot hear. Since they cannot hear the instruction, if they are reborn as Putujanas there, they will not become enlightened in those realms. Then, what about Buddhas and Pachika Buddhas? Do they need to hear anything from another person? No. It is true that Buddhas and Pachika Buddhas do not need to hear anything from any person. But Buddhas and Pachika Buddhas only arise in human beings. So only human beings can become Buddhas and Pachika Buddhas. Devas will not become Buddhas and Pachika Buddhas. Brahmas will not become Buddhas and Pachika Buddhas. So, Sotapatti Magga Chitta cannot arise in the Arupa Vajra Brahmas. Now, that is why four Arupa Vajra Brahma realms are said to be, it's called Akkhana in Pali. That means, say, unsuitable place or something like that. That means if you are reborn as a Arupa Vajra Brahma and as a Putujana, you cannot become Ariya there. So it is not supposed to be a good place to be reborn. So these 33 Chetas, cannot arise in the Arupa Vajra Brahmas. And so they are said to depend on heart base always. So whenever they arise, they must have the heart base as their support. Now the other jetas, heart base sometimes, they can arise in Arupa Vajra jetas as well as in Rupa Vajra and Kama Vajra, Arupa Vajra realm as well as Kama Vajra realm, and so they are said to depend on heart base sometimes only. That means when they arise in Kama Vajra and Rupa Vajra planes, they will depend on heart base, and when they arise in the Arupa Vajra realm, they will not depend on heart base. So there are altogether 42 types of such consciousness. They are Lobha Mula, right? And then Moha Mula, and then Mano Dwara, Vajana, and then Kama Vajra, Kusala, and then Kama Vajra, Kiriya, and then what is IS? Oh, Arupa Vajra. Arupa Vajra, Kusala, Arupa Vajra, Kiriya, and other Subramani, right? Other Subramani jetas. So these 42 jetas depend on heart base when they arise in the Kama Vajra and Rupa Vajra planes. And they do not depend on heart base when they arise in Arupa Vajra plane. And then the last one is what? No base. So Arupa Vajra Vibhaga, they arise only in Arupa Vajra realm. And so they have no base at all. So we see that Arupa Vajra Kusala and Arupa Vajra Kiriya, they depend on heart base sometimes, right? So when they arise in among human beings, devas and brahmas, Rupa Brahmas, that they depend on heart base. And when they arise in Arupa Vajra Brahmas, they do not depend on heart base. So only Arupa Vajra Vibhaga, four Arupa Vajra Vibhaga chetas do not depend on heart base, simply because there is no heart or no rupa at all. Now you know the basis, right? Okay. How much time do we have? During the first chapter, when we study the Ahetuka Chetas, I gave you some explanations. I don't know whether you remember that. Why are two seeing consciousnesses accompanied by Upekha? Right? You remember that? And why are two ear, tongue, nose, tongue, consciousness are accompanied by Upekha? And why are body consciousness accompanied by either pain or, say, sukha, right? I think I explained that, right? And did I explain to you why Panchadwara Vajana is accompanied by Upekha, Santirana, two Santirinas are accompanied by Upekha, one by Somanasa, and so on? I don't remember. Huh? Now, I think I did not give you the explanation that time, because in order to understand that explanation, you have to understand the basis. Now, if you remember the thought process, The first, there are three bhavanga moments, right? And then immediately after the bhavanga moment, sense, five sense door adverting, panchadwara vajana. And then seeing consciousness, right? And then receiving, investigating, determining, and the javana consciousness. Okay. Now, what is the base of bhavanga chaitas? Heart base, right? And also, what is the base of panchadwara vajana? Heart base, right? So if you don't remember, look at the chart. And what is the base of seeing consciousness? Eye base. What is the base of receiving, investigating, and so on? Heart base. So the panchadwara vajana, five sense door adverting chaita, and eye consciousness, they do not depend on the same base. They depend on different base, right? So when a chaita has to support another chaita, it is strong only when it has to support a chaita with the same base. If it has to support chaita with a different base, it is said to be weak. So the panchadwara vajana's grasping of the object is weak. Since it is weak, there can be no somanasa or domanasa, only upekha. Right? It is immediately after bhavanga, it is appear first. And it has to take the object which is new. So there are three reasons why panchadwara vajana is accompanied by upekha. It has to arise first. So when you get to a place first, you are not firm yet, right? And then you have to take the object, a new object. So when you get to a new place, again, say you are not firm. And then you have to support the chaita, which has a different base. That means you support a person of a different nationality or something like that, right? So for these three reasons, panchadwara vajana cannot be accompanied by either somanasa or domanasa. So it is accompanied by upekha. Again, after panchadwara vajana, there is chakhu vijnana, right? Yeah. Chakhu vijnana is accompanied by upekha that I have explained already. So I'll go to sampadichana. you, if you don't remember, you play the tape again. So sampadichana, I mean, through receiving consciousness, its base is heart base. And the base of seeing consciousness is eye base. So they have different bases. So a person who gets support from a person who is not of his own race or something is not so strong. So the panchadwara, I mean sampadichana, is also accompanied by upekha. It cannot be accompanied by somanasa or domanasa, because it does not get a strong support, because the consciousness preceding it is depends on a different base, right? Yeah. And then what about santirana? Huh? Santirana also accompanied by, oh, santirana is, if it is very desirable object, it is accompanied by somanasa. And it is just desirable, it is accompanied by upekha, right? Yeah. And santirana also is say, it depends on heart base, right? And sambandhachana also depends on heart base, right? So it is a little strong. But let me see. Right. So it gets support from the Santiran Sampadichana, which has the same base, and so it is a little strong. So when it is the result of akusala, it is accompanied by upekha, and when it is the result of kusala, it is accompanied by somanasa. When the object is very desirable, it is accompanied by somanasa, and if it is just desirable, it is accompanied by upekha. Okay. And then santirana and vatthapana, right? Now, vatthapana is manodvara vachana. When it is manodvara vachana, it has to take the object first. Because in the mind or thought process, instead of panchadvara vachana, there is manodvara vachana. So it has to come first and then take the object first. So, and then, after manodvara is what? Javana. Although they depend on the same base, they are of different categories. Say manodvara vachana belongs to ahituka, and the javanas belong to kusala and akusala. I mean kusala, akusala, and kriya. So it has some kind of concern. To support the following consciousness, which is not of the same genus, which is not of the same race, so it is not so strong, and so it is also accompanied by upekha, right? Panchadvara vachana and manodvara vachana both are accompanied by upekha, right? So, in order to understand these explanations, you need to understand the basis. Now, in the manual, it should be known that in the sensuous plane, seven elements are dependent on the six bases. Now, chaitas are divided into elements. Eye consciousness element, ear consciousness element, and so on. And the last one is, wait a minute. Say, eye consciousness element, ear consciousness element, nose consciousness element, tongue consciousness element, body consciousness element, and then mind element, and mind consciousness element. It's strange to have these two words, mind consciousness element. But they are called this way. So there are seven kinds of consciousness elements. In Pali, they are called vijnana dhatu. So sometimes these terms are used. So it is good to be familiar with these terms also. So two seeing consciousness are called eye consciousness element. The same with ear and so on. And then you know mind element, there are three. And the rest, altogether 76, are called mind consciousness element. So they are in Pali, chakku vijnana dhatu, soda vijnana dhatu, gana vijnana dhatu, jihwa vijnana dhatu, kaya vijnana dhatu, mano dhatu, mano vijnana dhatu. So these seven elements, so depend on the six bases. That is just a general statement. So that means all consciousness depend on the six bases. In the fine material plane, four are dependent on three bases. Four elements are dependent on three bases. What are the three bases? Brahmas. What are the three bases? Eye, heart. And then four elements. What are the four? Eye, consciousness element, ear, consciousness element, mind element, and mind consciousness element. Right. So, in the fine material plane, four are dependent on three bases. In the immaterial plane, the one single element is not dependent on any. What is the one single element? The last one. Huh? Mind consciousness element. It's not dependent on any. So no base. And then 43 types of consciousness arise dependent on a base. 43 depend on a base. A base may be eye base or ear base and so on. So which are the 43? Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness. And then 33 consciousness that depend on heart base. Forty-three arise dependent on a base. Oh, yes. 10 plus 33, 43. Yeah. 42 arise with or without a base. That means the 42 in the chart, heart base sometimes. And then the immaterial resultants arise without any base. So they are without base. So now we come to the end of the third chapter. So third chapter deals with what? Vedana and then roots, functions, doors, objects, bases, right? Yeah. So for today's lesson, you may make cards like this. So these two chakku vatu, two sota vatu, two and so on. So Unandi is gonna make these cards. Now I wonder whether you have put the colors in the cards, like with vitaka, with vichara, have you put the colors in them? Very good. But those who haven't, don't be sorry. So I have ready made cards now. There are some more to come. So you may take one each. And then you have the three chapters at a glance, right? So that is for easy reference. So it's very convenient, say, to understand, say, one type of consciousness along with Chaitasikas and